Bible Faith Made Practical. Day 5, Wonderful Things That God Has Prepared. Lord, you are my God, I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things planned long ago. Hello, I'm Andre Amsing from Bible Faith Made Practical. This is Day 5, Wonderful Things That God Has Prepared. Would you like to know the kind of prayer that obtains wonderful things from God? Our Creator, who lives in eternity, knows in advance the wonderful things that He has prepared for us. And each of our prayers already has its answer. However, we live on the earth and our thinking is limited to the notion of time and space. So it's quite understandable that we have difficulty grasping things that happen in eternity. Wonderful things done for a business-to-business salesman. We could talk about John, a business-to-business B2B seller of innovative office supply products. He was paid on a commission basis, and sales were very low for the last 3 months. But he encouraged himself in his prayers with the certainty that God's character is full of goodness, and he reminded God and himself of biblical promises such as, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." John spent many hours during the Christmas season praying but also rejoicing in the wonderful things that God has prepared for his family. John knew future big sales often pay for the deficits of the past, but money was short and things were late and he was under a lot of pressure. But finally, the 16th of January, 1988, he had such a big day of sales that he could cover the deficits of the 3 preceding months, plus have 1 month of commissions in advance. So this is an example of the wonderful things that God had in store for John to restore his financial situation in the context of his profession. It is true that we always pray for what we think we lack. What are the wonderful things that we pray for? Well, to be healed of a cancer or other sickness, find a new job or find a first job, succeed with exams or getting a diploma, finding the right man or woman to marry. A one-time blessing or relationship with He who is the source of all blessings. Are we aware of what others really need, though they don't realize it? Can we discover true power in prayer by discerning what God is really after in someone's life and praying it into being with Him? What is that wonderful thing that God has been preparing since the foundation of the earth? What is His rescue mission to save people lost in their materialism? We usually only pray for what we need on this earth, but the Father knows what we really need. Here is a story that you might be able to relate to. A woman had a husband who was a deacon in his church and a good reputation in the eyes of all. But at home he was violent and beat her regularly. After struggling for years between the image of a happy couple and the shame of what was really going on, she finally asked for a divorce. But in the eyes of the church, the victim was at fault because she was the one that chose to leave. After a while, she remarried a man who respected her and showed her tender love. But he was not a Christian, and after several years of a happy marriage, the doctors announced that he had terminal cancer and was condemned to die soon. When the former friends of this woman found out, they added to her sorrow by saying that it was God punishing her for her divorce and getting remarried with a non-Christian, and her prayers of her new husband's salvation seemed to be of no avail. Her distress was immense. This subject was presented in a prayer meeting with Christians from various denominations. The prayers to comfort the woman were quite feeble. Unfortunately, they were not grasping what the real issue was. It's not our prayers that make the difference. The prayer that Jesus makes before the Father is what gets an answer, and He always obtains a positive answer. Here's what Jesus said out loud when He was faced with Lazarus' tomb and his grieving sisters. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." Does that not give you shivers in your back to know that Jesus is always heard by the Father? The Word says in Romans 8, "Christ Jesus, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us." And verse 26, We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us. Reminding God and ourselves of His promises. So an old man got up in the meeting and reminded God of his own words. And God always honors His word. We would do well to plead for God's intervention using His own words in our prayers. That God will fight until the last seconds of a man's life to bring a hesitant man lost in his false reasonings to Him. He is not deciding for Jesus because of his wife, nor deciding against Jesus because of hypocrites. He is deciding for his own eternity. And it's amazing how you can question the certainties held during your whole life when facing death. And the prayer went on, even if it's too late, it's never too late for God to intervene. It is not God's will to punish this mistreated woman, but on the contrary, to save her husband and to give him peace, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And all those who were present said, Amen. During the week, the prayer group leaders visited the couple at the hospital. Something had changed. The man confessed that he now knew the Good Shepherd and that he feared no evil in the valley of death, for his presence was with him. He died several days later. Pray for the body to be healed? Certainly, but the thoughts of God are often higher than ours. This kind of answer to prayer is the most wonderful thing that God has prepared long ago for those who believe in His word. Who will decide to align His prayers on those that Jesus prays for others? You cannot imagine the joy and peace you bring to others when a blocked situation is liberated. In the case of this couple, God transformed their eternal future. In the place of this woman's never-ending distress, God gave what He has prepared for them from the beginning of time, salvation for her husband, and peace and joy for her. If only we could pray a bit better and build our prayers on the rock of His will as revealed by His word. What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love Him. That comes from the prophet Isaiah, who said, From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides You who works for those who wait for Him or count upon Him. If you like these messages, please subscribe at BibleFaithMadePractical.com.